With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. employers added a surprisingly solid 119,000 jobs in September. The government said it today when it issued key economic data that had been delayed because of the government shutdown. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports on a new poll showing Americans generally like democracy, but most don't think it's working well right now.
A new Kettering Foundation Gallup poll shows only about one quarter of U.S. adults think democracy is functioning very or moderately well, but around half believe it is functioning very or moderately poorly in the U.S. The results show a sharp decline from several years ago, when a majority of American adults thought democracy was generally working the way it should. I'm Mike Hempen.
Donna Warder reports on the smell of the holidays in New York City subways.
Bath & Body Works is pumping a fragrance into the 42nd Street shuttle train platform. Jerome Murray is enjoying it.
It smells better than the normal New York City tunnels that we normally smell here. So, yeah, I appreciate it.
Mari Shallon says it smells like the holidays.
It really felt like Christmas. And I think it would be so nice for the holiday season.
Bath & Body Works says it will have sprayed some 20 to 30 pounds of fragrance in the subway by the time the campaign ends at the end of November. I'm Donna Warder.
Federal investigators have released photos of an engine flying off a doomed UPS cargo plane that crashed, killing 14 people in Kentucky 2 weeks ago. They say there was evidence of cracks in the left wing's engine mount. The crash left all three pilots on board dead, and 11 people on the ground also lost their lives. On Wall Street, stocks were booming earlier in the day, but investors have had a change of heart. Right now, the Dow is off 167 points. This is SRN News. The Philadelphia City Council says abortion is a human right.
That body has approved a resolution stating that the right to terminate a pregnancy is universal at the behest of Councilwoman Kendra Brooks. She is also pushing for the city to make a major investment in Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in the country and the recipient of millions of tax dollars. At the City Council meeting where the abortion resolution was approved, members also criticized pro-life pregnancy centers. Michael Harrington reporting.
The leader of an Eastern European neo-Nazi group has pleaded guilty in New York to trying to recruit others to commit violent acts against Jews. One plot would have involved dressing up as Santa Claus to hand out poison candy to Jewish children. The federal prosecutors say they will seek a sentence of up to 18 years for Michael Chikvili, a 22-year-old from the Republic of Georgia. He pleaded guilty before a federal judge. This is SRN News. Marcela Sanchez reports Verizon is laying off some 30,000 workers.
The cuts began Thursday, according to a staff memo from CEO Dan Schulman, who says Verizon's current cost structure limits investment. On top of the cuts, the company plans to significantly reduce outsourced and other outside labor expenses. Schulman says Verizon had established a $20 million reskilling and career transition fund for workers departing the company. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The cuts represent about 20% of the company's management workforce. An investigation finds ByHeart baby formula still on the store shelves in at least three states, despite a recent recall of all products nationwide. That's due to a botulism outbreak that's already turned up in 15 states, with at least 31 babies now having been treated for botulism, which can be, in some cases, fatal. More on these stories at srnnews.com.